Mark chapter 1, verses 35 through 37. That's our passage today as we continue our journey through the Gospels. Very early in the morning, Mark writes, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went off to a solitary place where he prayed. Simon and his companions went to look for him, and when they found him, they exclaimed, "Everyone is looking for you." During his time on earth, Jesus was in great demand. Stories of his miracles and teachings spread throughout the land. Crowds marveled at his authoritative words. Many brought the sick to be healed. Some pushed in as close as possible just for a chance to touch the hem of his robe. Jesus' days were packed with people from morning to night. On this particular morning, Jesus got up early to spend some uninterrupted time with the Father. It was before sunrise when he left the house to find a private place to pray. Unfortunately, the quiet time didn't last long. Simon Peter, Andrew, James, and John found Jesus and said, "Hey, Jesus, everybody's looking for you." The points of this passage are clear. If Jesus needed to pray, how much more do we need to be doing the same thing? If Jesus found time to pray, we are without excuses. Prayer is not a matter of finding time. It's a matter of priority. Will you make a quiet time with the Lord a matter of primacy in your life? Because that's what Jesus did. Father, help me carve out the time to meet with you daily. Take away my excuses and help me make this my priority. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, if you want any information on how to pray, a description of prayer, or a little booklet that will help you engage in a 30-day process of prayer, give us an email, info@ronmoore.org. We'd be happy to send you the information. That's info@ronmoore.org. Just request what you would like, and we'll help you as best we can.